This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Rotatoes! It is that Friday feeling, which means it's here. It's time for part two of episode three of Arc 9, Tomorrow's Heroes. And today is a big day. Big day, because we're making some announcements about the final arc set in Amalur, which will be premiering on the Patreon in the next couple of weeks. That is right. We have an incredibly exciting lineup. We have returning Devon Field, Victoria Longwell, Jacob Waisaki with Zach Oyama. That is right. It's the Arc 3 rotators that will be bringing us home. And let me tell you right now, little exclusive. Well, it's not exclusive. You're on the Patreon already. Little exclusive. There is also more rotators than just that, my friends. Oh, that's right. We are going hard for this final arc set in Amalur. So excited for you to hear it. I have been toiling away on this to try and get us to a really awesome, satisfying conclusion. And I'm really, really excited by what we're making. So please go ahead and check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon link in the description below.
So I guess you're with us. Hombre?
Hey, you know, I know you probably don't want some old guy hanging around, following you around. No need. I could just stay here and reckon with all the things that I've done in my life.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Cool. You know, it'd be nice to get the gist of the grounds.
And we're kind of like all the way down this hallway right now, so if you're going to catch up with us.
Yeah, I'm actually headed down that way. I was going to do some thinking down that way.
He's such a fast walker.
I'll just go.
Such a long stride.
It's a big, long.
The way his hair flows.
Yeah. It's like he's in slow motion.
He's moving so fast, but his hair is moving so much slower than the rest of his body.
I'm kind of short. You wouldn't think I would move this quick, but I can move this quick. I'll just follow along with you and, you know, keep giving you pointers about how to, you know, live your lives.
Can we roll perception just to see if this guy seems like he's going to be a
roll an insight check.
Oh, so 16.
16 plus 16?
8.
8?
I got a 6.
6. Okay.
I think he's all right.
Yeah. Give me an A. I like him.
I think with a 16, he doesn't seem to be like threatening or anything like that towards you. Do you think that Rufus is feeling any particular way towards his students or the situation that he's in right now?
Deep within Rufus's subconscious that he doesn't really have access to, he's feeling lonely and scared. But he's looking at this group of people thinking, I used to be part of a group of people once.
Oh, gosh. So hey, you get all of that.
Hey, Rufus, can I call you Rufus?
Yes.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How did you end up teaching here? Because it seems like, and maybe this is just me sort of projecting on to you, but it seems like maybe you want to be a combat instructor.
I don't need to instruct combat. I am combat. I am combat incarnate. You know what I'm saying?
You guys get it.
So, like, how'd you get, like, a desk job if you're kind of an outside, you know, hitting?
It's really just a temporary thing. This isn't, like, my forever thing, you know? So it's not like this is the end of Rufus. It's not like Rufus used to be a badass and now he's kind of on a skid and sort of doesn't know where he's going or what he'll end up doing or, you know, stuff like that. That's, like, not what's happening.
It's not like that.
So it's not like you feel like you've lost all purpose or direction in your life.
No, absolutely not. I've never felt more purposeful.
So you can look into this so cute otter's eyes and say, blink, blink. My life is fulfilled. And where I am right now is exactly where I intended
you
to
see,
be.
You see, tiny little otter holds out tiny little otter hands and just sort of tries to hold yours, God. Both of your hands.
Oh my God, they look like people hands.
They just got those little podgy bits at the end. That's so cute.
Don't worry, Rufus. A wise man once said, those who can't do, teach.
And those who can't teach, teach combat.
Hey, hey. Combat is not the same as gym. They're different, okay?
I don't think any of us said that.
Combat's not the same as gym.
No one said gym. It's okay. You're
look,
okay.
I'm a warrior, okay? I fought all kinds of beasts you guys could never even conceive of.
Like what?
Like big bugs.
Whoa. Oh, like okay. Really big bugs?
How big?
Bigger than me. Bigger than you.
Okay.
Bigger than you, you hear me?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Bigger than all of you.
I step in right. between Jackie and Rufus. Bro, okay. Okay. I didn't like do anything in class, but I'll take a hoof to your jaw. I'll do it.
So can I ask, so you're sort of like somebody that maybe is like well-traveled and you've seen a lot of stuff?
Yeah, that's right.
So I was just kind of curious. Have you ever seen, like, I don't know, like...
I've seen everything.
Okay, great.
You could not surprise me with whatever you're about to
No, that's fine. Out. So I'm just thinking, like, specifically, have you seen, like, you know, some sort of, like, something that, like, people will say, not students necessarily, just, like, people who are maybe, like, once sort of, like, just, like, normal, and then sort of they get a little bit focused. Have you seen anything like that? They sort of become, like, militaristic?
Sorry, someone normal becomes focused? What's the question?
We looked through a window, and it looked like they were sort of vacant super soldiers that had lost all their personality. And I don't know if that's just the military industrial complex or if something specific is going on here.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the military, buddy. Whoa. You got that?
Okay.
Did you serve? Got that?
All right.
Oh, I served.
In the military?
I served in
Ew,
the military.
Is that a thin blue?
No, it's not. I'm not a cop. I'm not a policeman. All right, I served. I'm, of course, my family, the Cutlers. We ran Fort Cutler. Okay.
Where's that?
Oh, Brother my Jay. God. This guy's pulling my leg. This guy pretended he doesn't know where Fort Cutler is. Right, next, you'll be telling me you don't know where Madrid is. I mean, give me a break, man. Give me a break.
We don't do a lot of geography
any of
here.
This stuff
do you
is.
Know where Barcelona is?
Do you?
I'm reading all the patches on this jacket, the places
yeah,
he's been.
Yeah, these are the places I've been. I've been all over this earth. I've seen all kinds.
It seems mostly like just Spain.
No, I've traveled far from my home in the forest of Fort Cutler, just bouncing around looking for someone, anyone to give me the time.
Like
of day.
One other
my
place other than Spain.
My brother, what's that?
Like one other place other than Spain.
What the fuck is Spain?
I've been all kinds of places. I've been to Twig Town. You guys ever been there?
No, where's Twig Town?
It's in the forest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
maybe
it was
area,
a different
yeah.
name 450 years ago. I don't know. I mean, twigs don't seem like they would last forever.
Not really Bear always Mountain. In the same place. You guys ever go sure. to Bear Mountain?
Bear Mountain?
Bear Mountain. It's right next to Twigtown.
Also sort of in the forest also?
Yeah, it's kind of at the edge of the forest, yeah.
You said you were, you had, hi, sorry, Arthur here, a book creep.
It's hard to look at you.
Sorry. I know, I'm so disarmingly adorable right now.
Okay, well, don't call it out, just let it happen. You
know what I mean? Okay, so I'm trying too hard. Is it trying too hard?
No, just go, man, just
okay,
go.
Okay, I'm gonna go. You said that you used to be with some people and yeah. You're not with them anymore.
I was like, part of it. What's what that happened? Did they abandon me? No one's ever abandoned me in my life. That's okay. Never happened.
Did what? They die?
Are they all dead?
I think he's about to say
oh right, yeah, we should stop interrupting. Okay, yeah, all over to you.
Rufus is looking out a window, staring far at the distance. What have I done?
That's a window into the plumbing room. There's like a water heater in there, I think.
It looks broken. So I was part of an elite squad of killer warriors. It was me, a guy named Grib.
Whoa, Grib.
And a
cool
woman
name.
Named Freya.
Well, I didn't hear the last name.
A woman named Freya. And she's dead as far as I know. Last time I saw her, she fell in a big hole. And then I tell you what, I fell in a big hole, okay? Emotionally.
Wow, we knew someone.
We
Freya.
Know a Freya. I just actually was hanging
not
out.
Not like I did.
Okay.
Oh. Not. There's no other Freya on this earth that could take the place of the brave warrior I fought alongside. But
okay.
She's dead, man. She's
oh, that's
so
a
dead.
Shame. Must be a different.
Yeah, it must be a different Freya.
Must be a different Freya.
Because okay. The Freya we know is alive.
Yeah, super alive. Right. Yeah.
She was pretty good at fighting.
She
too.
Was really cool at fighting. Yeah,
she had a
Freya,
cool sword.
Yeah. Well, that's a similarity.
And she was like completely unforgettable as well, which is like a really you know unique trait.
That's what I thought, and it's held true. I have not been able to forget.
Do you think it's just like all Freyas are completely unforgettable? Then is that what you're saying? Because
I don't know your Freya. I only know my Freya.
Who's dead? And you're 100% sure, like, she definitely died, you know, you saw it happen.
100% sure about everything in my life.
Okay. Wow.
I saw someone disappear. They are dead. Someone tried to tell me that that's like a lack of object permanence. you know, where it's like, if they're out of my line of sight, I think they're dead. But I'm not stupid like that.
It's kind of peek-a-boo around a corner.
The bookie creeps are also just gonna be like, bookie creep's gonna hide behind you as Chin goes around the corner.
I can't believe your friends are gone forever.
No, they're not gone forever, Rufus.
This is going to be hard for you, but you're going to get through this, okay?
We got to drive this guy out.
Yeah, what's that voice?
We didn't die. We were around the corner.
Yeah. If you could not say drive that guy out, actually, that's kind of...
Not you.
No, I know, but it's a little offensive. Yeah. We just don't really say that.
Your mama's dried fish just hanging in your living room.
Well, yeah, but that's different. They deserved it.
Whoa.
No, it's not like that.
I think I'm supposed to step in as a teacher and talk about hate speech right now or something.
No, it's not hate speech. They're really bad guys.
Okay.
That's sort of what my mom does.
Yeah.
She kills little bad guys.
And makes milk.
Well, hey, I don't know if we can trust you all the way because I don't really understand where you're coming.
You can trust me, okay? I came to this teaching job the way everyone did, by running into someone in a tavern who was going to teach here. Getting him really drunk, locking him in a trunk, and taking his job.
Wow.
That easy.
Worrying.
My mom's been talking about the job market and how it's like so hard to get jobs, but you seem to have done it in one afternoon.
Well, it's hard for people who can't self-actualize, who don't have a way forward, who aren't mentally tough the way that I am.
You should write a pamphlet or something.
I've written a pamphlet. Would you like to read it?
Sure.
Okay. Let's take a look.
Starts writing a pamphlet?
Yeah, you can say it. How to whip ass and influence weaker people. Okay, there you see.
Cool. That seems like that's on the back of a receipt for a bunch of freezer dinners.
It's a very long receipt.
Freezer dinners are extremely high in protein. I don't know if you know that. It's a great way.
The same dinner, it looks like.
Hungry Bear meals.
Yeah, Hungry Bear. You guys never had a Hungry Bear meal? No. I think I got one in my bag here. Let me take a look at these. This is we got mutton. We got a big leg of mutton in
here. What is mutton?
Mutton is that's sheep.
Oh.
You guys know sheep?
I know what a sheep is.
Yeah, we know what sheep are.
Okay, because you guys knew ham, so I figured, all right, you might know mutton, you know?
Right. I think that's fair. I think that, Rufus, just quick rundown of what our situation is.
Okay, mutton, but go ahead.
I think there's something kind of fucked up going on at this school. What? And we're trying to figure out what's going on with the senior side of things, because it seems like it's really messing with the kids' heads, and I don't know, I think if you're willing...
We got to kill everybody.
No,
I understand.
Not everybody.
I understand.
Just have to incapacitate a few people.
Say no more,
Rufus.
Rufus, are you like friends with the vice principal?
That guy?
Yeah.
I have no loyalties here.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool. He's just a guy who signed your checks.
That's right. Amen. You know, everybody's working for the weekend. You know what I'm talking about?
Rufus, I think this is the moment where you realize that you haven't had any discussion with the vice principal about pay.
And wait, come to think of it, I didn't give that guy any direct deposit info. I don't know what the hell is going on with my check.
If you help us out, I'm pretty sure I have access to some money in our temple that I kind of forgot that I was supposed to get.
Oh, yeah. You left the big money at the end of the temple. So,
that should be there, right?
Yeah, that'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It was 450 years ago, so it's possible it's still there, but I mean...
The interest on that's got to be crazy.
Oh, wow.
How does that work? Interest?
I don't know.
Okay. If you leave money in a cave.
It's in a cave.
Leave money in a cave and over time.
Then a lot of people accrue and then become interested.
People come in and add money to
people become interested in it, and so they sort of watch it, and then when you're ready to give it to people, they'll give you more.
At what rate are they more interested in it?
It depends on sort of like what we're talking about, but it sounds like what you're talking about, gold that's left in a temple, people are going to be very interested in it.
It's probably pretty heavy, so people can't move it out of there pretty fast, so it's probably secure. Geared up.
Okay, good.
I didn't know I was in math class, you know what I mean?
Oh, we did math class.
We did.
Actually, you kids are nerds, but I like you, man.
Thank you. I play football, actually.
Okay, big deal. Anyone can play football. You ever killed someone with a football?
No.
Okay. Neither have I, but I could.
You're an adult. Hey, and to be honest, I'm an adult.
What?
I'm 25.
What the fuck?
The only way I could sneak into school to try to get this other thing, it's sort of, I'm trying to save the world.
Is everybody here an adult?
No.
No, we're teenagers.
Yeah,
we're
teenagers. I'm just fully a child, actually.
So. Okay, you're a little kid?
Yeah.
Wow. Surprising.
And then I'm 16. Your birthday's coming up.
It's tomorrow.
Your birthday's tomorrow? Are you kidding me?
I don't like to...
Oh my God, why didn't you say something?
Because there's other stuff going on, end of the world, death and stuff. And
what's that?
We have like a death orb with us. It's kind of the keeper of the transition from living to death or death or birth to, you know, life. And there's also like a world-ending sort of spirit that Jackie D or Jen is trying to get after. And I'm just really trying to get into the next level of the band class. Honestly, that's my major goal, but I'm just down to hang out.
In your mind, Rufus, you hear, "Hello, my name's Mark."
What?
The one they refer to as Death. I'm hello, I'm the orb inside of your friend Phoebe.
The boss talking to me. The boss talking to me.
Okay, you don't have to
stay calm.
You
can
stay
calm.
Get out of my head, You have to kill me, Mark. Get out. Don't stab him.
I'll just knock him out to the face.
What was that?
Mark, I don't think he's ready for that.
In your three heads, not Rufus says, he goes, "Whoa, okay, well, that did not go well.
This guy doesn't seem capable of entertaining the passage from life to death."
Okay, sure. I'm just going to try one thing, and then Rufus, in your mind, you hear, "Boop!"
This guy doesn't seem capable.
Stop! You're a teacher.
Somebody scared me.
It's the thing that we just talked about.
Boy,
Rufus,
I don't like
are you
it.
Okay?
No. Okay? No. But I could be.
You shouldn't be in charge of kids.
Is that just what's keeping you going?
That's right.
It's a force of will.
That's right. Okay. I could
just
be.
Just sort of an untethered idea of
there's
you
some
could
kind
be
of
okay.
path forward for me. I don't know what it is. I don't know how I
okay, so you're
here.
Looking
I'm
for purpose.
Up. I guess so.
This could be your path forward. I
earlier think. When I said I'd never felt more purpose in my life. I was lying.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, buddy. Oh, good.
I was putting on a brave face. No one could tell. No one could see through the tough veneer, the thick exterior, but it's been tough.
As you are all, I'm assuming, making your way down the hall towards yeah. class, you do notice that as Rufus gets to the big double doors with the students stood either side, the students do hit a button behind them, and one of them says,
"Hello, Mr. Cutler. Are you coming through?"
Oh.
They're letting him into the senior.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I want to stealth through behind him.
Yeah, give me one second. Turn back to this group. So, what's
we're
these,
not able to get in.
What's these guys' deal? These are like the popular kids? What's going on?
They're like, they're vacant looking like the...
Yeah. So these two, one's a bugbear, one's a Goliath, and they're just sort of vacantly staring forward and just sort of not really... engaging.
Hey, okay, I'm pretty stealthy. I have an idea. It's a little crazy. Tell me if it's too crazy, okay? We need your pants.
This idea is crazy.
No, hold on.
This is so crazy.
We need your pants, okay? Here's what we're gonna do. It's your
Tell me the wear. Whole idea before I give you my pants.
Okay, we're going to put Mr. Cutler. Can I call you Mr. Cutler?
Yeah, earlier you called me Rufus, but I like restoring my authority.
Okay. We're going to give...
Take your time.
Spit it out. They're just staring at me.
You're going to give Rufus Cutler your clothes. I'm going to crawl in.
To what?
To his clothes, and I'm going to hide on his back. I'm going to get through there. I'm really, really stealthy so I can help see, and then we can get Mark... visuals on what's happening.
Why do I have to give him my clothes?
Because you've got the big horse pants.
You got baggy clothes.
I have the front half of a centaur's pants that I've cut the back off.
Or
I didn't
better know. Yet, do you still have the maternity dress?
Yeah.
I think I do. I think
okay,
I
yeah. I could be the belly.
Maternity dress? Who's pregnant?
I thought I was trying to dress like teens and I didn't understand the fashion of today.
Not like me. I get it.
You get the fashion of
Yeah.
So maybe
yeah.
we can use a maternity dress as a top and we can tuck it into the horse pants.
Okay. Who's wearing this?
Can I have slipped? Tried to slip my
Absolutely. Yeah. Roll me a stealth check. And you have a +5 still because you are unpopular at school.
17 plus 5.
17 plus 5? I'm gonna roll.
I'm just a horse person sneaking. Just a person sneaking past.
As you kind of like subtly try and sort of slide through the door without them paying attention, one of them just puts their hand on you and just says,
I'm so sorry, you're not a senior. So
they rolled a natural 20. You're gonna have to, and then barely without straining, just picks you up.
Whoa!
And places you back in the hallway. Just like picks up a whole horse person and just puts them back in the hallway.
Weird. I don't know why you just did that. I have a eternal hall pass, and I have free range to go wherever I'd like.
Not in the seniors.
Let's take a step away.
Sure.
We actually have to get to jousting. So we'll be back later when we're seniors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, cool. Can we talk over here for a second?
And yeah.
Go buy like some vending machines or something.
My bad.
Hey, worth a shot. Rufus, can you put this maternity wear on? Finn, can you hide in the belly of it?
Yeah.
And then, what else should we do?
I'm
just worried you guys are going to blow my chance with these seniors.
What? Chance to do what?
Chance to get in there, you know? Find out what's going on here.
Look, I think the two of you for sure can get in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how good of...
I mean, we could just give him one of the... I can give you my sending stone so you have information to contact us on the outside.
Oh, yeah, I have my sending stone too, so I can text you. I can text you.
And then we can go around the outside and just be nearby outside while they sneak through.
Yeah, we can just be like running drills outside.
Yeah.
Okay, but if they invite me to a party or something, I'm going to go.
Okay, fine.
But hey, let me promise this to you here now. I will never forget the three of you.
Thank you, Rufus.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate that.
And here's the
like
good
every
news.
Every time you blink, it's like a whole new day for you. It just got to be exhausting.
I think that's a really nice thing to say. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
I'm really good buddies with everybody that was on the soccer team last year. So I'm saying once we get in there, I can talk to my friends and it's going to be totally fine.
I just think that they might not hear it.
So I got to put on this maternity thing, huh? What's it on? Oh, this is nice.
And then Finn's going to ball up and pretend to be the belly. Is that correct?
Yeah.
The new teacher is going to immediately be forgotten. Very
walks
pregnant.
Around the corner and comes back. And
extremely pregnant.
Ooh, my back is killing me, right, folks? Somebody get me a pickle and some ice cream.
Do you want a pickle and ice cream?
Yeah, go handle that.
Okay. One of them just walks off.
Damn. Hey, I don't want to give you a note.
Okay.
But you're being a little big.
What are you talking about?
You're being a little big.
Okay, so I should be louder?
Oh, maybe it's just like, you know, like, chill. Let's not draw attention to ourselves.
Okay. Got it.
Lucky. Hello, Mr. Cutler. Are you going into seniors?
Yes, I am. I'm the toughest son of a bitch that's ever walked through these doors. You got that?
Okay.
Okay. Then I'll just walk right in here.
Okay.
Into the seniors area.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
I'm going to cast Enhance Ability. I'm like trying to find some sort of like way in which I can be helpful at all. I'm like, okay, so they saw you that time. Let's just try to quiet the hooves up a little bit with this. And I use Enhance Ability and give you Cat's Grace, which gives you advantage on dex checks. Okay. It also doesn't take damage from falling 20 feet or less. If you're not incapacitated.
Okay, so we go on the other side, mm-hmm. or outside, and I'm going to scale the building and try to get into a room on this floor, or find an open window in the senior hall.
I'm just riding, if that's okay.
Yeah. My mom says, like, you know, a lot of people say they have, like, goat in their family. People can, like, walk on, you know.
So a lot of people?
A lot of people in the centaur community will be like, we have goat in our family. That's why we're able to walk on walls and stuff.
You are absolutely going to have to roll me so a dexterity saving throw.
Which I have.
But you have advantage.
Is it a saving throw?
This would be acrobatics or athletics, whichever one is
then
better.
You will have advantage on those.
Okay. Acrobatics is +5.
Okay.
Athletics is +2, so we'll go.
Yeah, go acrobatics.
With
advantage.
Advantage.
Do you ever do dressage?
That's a 12.
12?
8 plus 5.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
And I have inspiration that I never used.
You can re-roll one of those dice if you'd like to.
I'm going
to
do that.
Please,
wait,
God.
I'll keep the 8 that
I
have.
That's fine. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
8's still the lowest, the you know, yeah, it's fine.
And you've done this before, right?
As you jump onto the first ledge, we'll cut away to the seniors area. As you walk into the seniors area, you see that it's a very different vibe to the rest of the school. The rest of the school is quite like light and open and bright, and there's lots of sort of big wide passageways for people to make their way through. The seniors area is more kind of windy. You've been through here very briefly to go to Vice Principal Wolfgang's office, and you see that there are all these like almost like power lines running across the wall that seem to shimmer in different colors. And you make your way around, and the first thing that you notice is by the entrance there is this big kind of like pod style thing where it seems like a humanoid can kind of like stand in it, and there's like little dials and stuff next to it. And I think when you came through here last time, you saw like a student kind of like getting into the pod. You then carry on making your way around, and there is like a hall, a bunch of students that seem to be gathered into this hallway, and Vice Principal Wolfgang seems to be giving some sort of speech. Do you want to investigate this at all, or do you want to carry on going?
Sure, I'll investigate this speech. What do you think about this Wolfgang guy?
He was my best friend, and now it feels like maybe we've gone a little sideways, so yeah, I want to...
You were best friends with the Vice Principal?
Yeah, you know, we sort of had this will-they-won't-they type thing going on in terms of will they be friends, won't they be friends?
I was going to say, because you're one of the people that's not an adult, right?
Huh?
I just tried to get everything square. There were a lot of key policies that were really underlined for me when I started here.
Oh, I see. And you sort of really strictly abide by all those policies?
Hey. I like to break a rule now and then, but not in that area.
Oh, I understand. Okay, yeah, let's go investigate.
Okay, let's go.
As you enter the room, Vice Principal Wolfgang kind of shoots you a look and does a very strong double take.
Don't mind me, I'm just going to hug the wall back here. Not here to be a distraction in
Shut
any way, shape, or form. I'm going to lean against this column.
Are you... And he sort of leans down to, like, his little assistant and is like, is it rude of me to ask?
Absolutely, yeah.
The new teacher is...
You can't ask that. That's a lot of paperwork.
I can't
that we... No.
Okay, I can't ask that.
But it's on all kinds of legislation. You cannot ask
But you
that.
You saw this man yesterday. He wasn't pregnant, right?
Oh, I'm not going to comment on somebody else's body, no. You're not going to put me in a trap like that one, Wolfgang. No way.
Right, of course. Yeah, okay. We don't want the PR. Okay. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. I'll ignore it, I guess.
I'm sorry. It sounded like you were forming a rude question. Did you want to ask that, or...?
Yes. What is a super soldier, was the question. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Cutler. A great and insightful question, which I shall answer now. You see, a super soldier is faster of body, mind, and soul than those normal people. You, my mighty senior students, contain aspects of gods themselves. You see, this god obelisk was dedicated to studying the gods, understanding their power. But they were short-sighted. They merely wanted to understand what the gods were capable of. But they failed to realize what we are capable of. Yes. My mighty senior students, you are the new dawn of Avalar. With me at the helm, we will take over, reminding Avalar that it has gotten weak and fat and lazy. Yes, there are forces at play.
I whispered down into the maternity duty dress. Are you following any of this? Because I am, but you could explain it back to me so I could make sure you're getting it.
Oh my god, they're trying to take over the world.
Yes, that's what I thought as well.
The Midnight Sequence will be so very pleased.
Okay, can you do me a favor? Can you keep listening? Are you going to be able to retain enough? How far gone is your brain?
What'd you say?
How woken is...
How far gone is my brain?
Rufus
blinked. So rude.
Rufus blinked in the middle of that sentence and just checked out again.
A new
clean slate. Punched in, punched out.
You know, as a fierce warrior, I have to balance a lot of different things in my head.
For sure, for sure.
Okay?
Can I just say, can you pay attention enough to relay back this conversation to everybody later?
Of course.
I'm going to slip out and I'm going to go see if I can check out the rest of this area, okay?
Okay, do I have to keep wearing this?
Dress?
Yeah.
It's going to look a little weird if you change out of it, isn't it?
It's going to look a little weird if you slither out of the bottom of it.
Nobody's going to see.
Okay. Fine.
Go ahead. Roll me a stealth check as you try to get out of this maternity dress. You got a plus 5 plus your stealth.
Okay, so 6 plus 5 plus 9. So I think that's 21.
20.
36?
11 plus 9.
11 plus 9. 20. Yes, 20. 20. Perfect. 20. You slip out.
That's how it happens.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Because I'm so wet, can there just be a puddle of water?
Uh-huh.
On the ground?
Did Professor Cutler's waters just break?
We're not allowed to.
I might have to get out of here. Oh, God.
You have to stay and listen. Oh,
actually, I'm okay.
Do you want to go to the hospital now, or should we wait till you're dilated?
We're going to wait till I'm dilated or whatever. Because this is a process.
Okay.
Honestly, Wolfgang, that could take hours.
Okay, right. Do I carry on?
Sure.
Okay. This feels like, you know.
She'll let us know. Sorry.
Huh?
You'll let us
You're pointing to me? Yes, my pronouns are he, him, okay?
Sure.
Marvelous.
And yes, I'm pregnant. And yes, my water broke. And yes, I'm having a natural birth, so it's going to pace out slower than normal. So we don't have to go to the hospital right now.
Great, as long as that's your plan.
That's part of my birth plan.
Gorgeous. Wolfgang, I think you can go ahead and continue on.
I think it's going in there.
I was really nervous up on this ledge. I thought it was going to do better.
We keep slipping off. I wonder if there was a different way we could have done this.
Do you
have
some rope or anything?
Ah, fucking rope.
I've got 50 feet of rope.
I think you make it up to like one ledge. You make it, I think, about like 20 feet off of the floor. And you get to a point, and I think with the 12, it's like you got up here okay, but you're sort of like the next one ledge is like a little too far away, and the one that you just came from feels like risky to jump back down onto it.
Are we stuck here?
Could I mage hand like a brick, like Jenga it a little bit out so we can have some ledges to get up?
Roll me a luck check. Let's see if there's loose bricks on the side of this.
Okay. Nat 20.
Wow. How many loose bricks are there?
I think honestly at this point the school is a safety hazard. There are so many loose bricks. Okay, you're gonna have to be careful about which ones you pull out,
because
there are so many loose bricks and you don't know which ones are like vital to the school standing.
Okay, well, I'll return a couple of them just to, you know, make sure everything's
good. Yeah, and this is like on a facade that is built on the side of the school. So this is kind of like where they've attached the school to this obelisk that existed before. There is this like kind of wall that they've put up to sort of hide some of the inner workings of the broken obelisk itself. So yeah, you pull some bricks out and you manage to kind of step your way onto them and you find one of the senior classrooms. Mm-hmm. And I think you could easily, like, the windows aren't locked. This is on like the fourth floor. So they weren't anticipating someone trying to climb in through the window.
Okay. Jen, you're kind of small.
I'm going to get in there because I'm just worried about falling off.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I lift you up into the window.
Thank you. Okay.
And I pull myself in.
Got it. All right. I'm going to get back on your back.
Okay. So we survey. So this is like a lounge while the seniors are in, or?
No, this is a class. This is one of the seniors' classrooms.
Classroom.
But it's empty currently.
Okay.
There's no one in here.
Can we look through like the desk of like the teacher and see what kind of is on the lesson plan?
Absolutely, yeah. Go ahead, roll me an investigation check, both of you.
Yeah. Ooh, another nat 20.
Damn.
14.
21 if you care.
I do care.
Wow.
A lot. What did you get, Jen?
14.
14. You'll open these drawers up. And there seems to be lots of cognitive, like, training exercises. A lot of programming the students' brains, kind of like a computer, as opposed to a lesson plan. It's like following in like exact steps and like, you know, like repetition and repetition and repetition. I think with a nat 20, you see that one of them talks about not breaking the trance. It doesn't say that these lessons are there to like put them in this state, but in fact to keep them in a certain state.
Mm.
You know, like, students thrive having a routine, so they just have gotten so used to this routine, and it's like making them want to stay in it because it's familiar, I'm presuming.
Gosh. Okay.
So we gotta
find a way to get them break the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so as you are investigating this these materials, I think that will cut over to Finn as you sort of scoot off to go and investigate. And you see that there is a rather large kind of like sliding door that is just like very slowly coming down, and it leads off into what appears to be quite a large room.
Okay. Hey, Mark.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hi. Hi. So if I can you like see through my eyes? Is that how this is working?
With your permission.
Yes, please.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, one, two, three, and you feel like this weird sensation of your eyeballs. They feel like a little bit fizzy for a second. Oh, wow. This is incredible. Look at this.
Okay. Oh, that burns.
Oh, sorry. Apologies.
No. So, have you ever worn contacts?
No.
No, me either.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think you should, though. I'm sending... There's a little stigmatism back here. Okay, but it's fine. Carry on.
Okay, so we're just popping through the door, and we're going to take a look. Is there anything that, that you recognize? Is there anything that looks weird back here?
So you're going through the door?
Yeah.
So as you slide through under this door, you are in this room, and it seems to extend back like a hangar. And I'm imagining sort of the dramatic scene of the lights kind of turning on all the way down to the back of this hangar. And as you look over, you see there is perfect rows of students all stood stock still, staring forward, just completely still, staring like one at the back of its head. Imagine the scene from iRobot. It's like there's just like literally this whole like hangar like area is just filled with students. As you look out and see this, you see one of the students just sort of his eyes just looks at you. And that's what we're going to go ahead and end this episode.
Oh!
You don't
die.
Okay.
No,
I'm not going to die.
Yeah, you're done for, babe.
Can't die in this school. So I'm not going to die.
You got your first death save. I'm joking.
Let's just roll those now just to get those out of the way. That'd be another nat 20?
I don't know. What
are you doing?
Somebody in the world is thinking about me.
You need to stop.
Wow.
Save those. What a lovely surprise, Devin Field, everyone!
Hey. Wow!
Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Very excited to bring Rufus Cutler back.
He's excited.
He's doing great.
He's doing so great.
Seems even keel, just like really
thriving.
Cool guy.
Good guy to have on your team, I think. You're welcome.
Does yoga in the morning. You can totally feel it centered. Right.
Yes. It's very funny how in my head I imagined the whole conversation with bringing up Freya going differently, but now I look back, I think, why was I expecting anything else? You know what I mean?
And there's like really no real need for him to understand.
No, truly. It was just like, okay, I guess we can move on.
We'll find out.
Who's Freya?
We'll see. Yeah.
Freya was... We'll tell you later.
We'll tell you in the Ogg Bark. That's what we do. Before we get there, we'll go around and do any plugs and shout out where you can be found on the internet. Devin, why don't you kick us off?
Hi, I'm Devin Field. You can find me at that Devin Field on most of the socials. Sometimes it's at Devin Field. You know, it varies from platform to platform. Look, you can check out my podcast firsthand. And that's about it, gang. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Rashawn.
You can find me at Rashawn Scott across all socials. I am not the football player, the wide receiver named Rashawn Scott, who used to play for the Miami Dolphins, kind of fighting him for the Google results in my life. So Google me, Rashawn Scott, and check out my podcast, Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ooh, you had another one as well?
Yes, Ain't Slayed Nobody. Nice. That's more of a Call of Cthulhu, spooky ookie type thing.
Love that. It is. Okay. Vic.
At VICMMIC across all platforms. And once again, just throwing out there, a lot of really awful anti-trans bills happening. So, you know, find local organizations to help. Also, there's a couple of really great trans creators. Erin in the Morning's a really great one that you can follow just for news and things like that. Updates. Feel free to get some information. Help out.
Do it. Mm-hmm. And bringing us home, Zakoyama.
Just echoing everybody's plugs already. Just at Zakoyama on things. Yeah, that's all I got. Jasper?
You can follow me at JW_Cartwright. And make sure you check out my other show, Through Black Halflings. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about diversity and inclusion within fantasy and the tabletop space over there. But I'm going to reiterate again my guests' plugs, especially, you know, trans rights, human rights, and, go and support if you can. And with that, Zach, how do I end this?
Whatever, dude.